Farm, Philly Darwin Line.
Yes, this is Larry Corley.
Yes, sir.
I'm calling about my son, John Corley.
Okay.
John has been sick all day. He's had a nervous breakdown, I think. He has left, headed for Virginia, he said. West Virginia.
How old is he, sir?
He's about 36, I think, 37. Right now, my mind not too good. He was born January 21st, 1971.
Okay. Now, you said he's possibly left for West Virginia?
Yes, ma'am.
How long has he been gone?
About 4 minutes.
What is he driving?
He's driving a red Toyota Tacoma pickup. I think the license number is SA-228, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. You may have to look it up.
Okay, now, did he say he's going to hurt himself or anything?
Well, I don't know. John's a good boy. He's never been in trouble. He doesn't do drugs or anything like that. But he does have two guns.
And he has them in the vehicle
with
him?
He says he's moving to West Virginia to live with some friends.
Okay, he has the guns with him in the vehicle?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And I don't want nothing to happen to him.
Well,
Ms.
Corley, we're not. What we're going to do is I'm going to give a lookout on him. I'm going to send an officer to you to talk with you, okay? And hopefully we can get him stopped and see what's going on with him.
Before you send an officer to talk to me, how about thinking round him up?
I am. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give a lookout on him. Now,
I'm not really concerned about him hurting anyone.
Mr. Corley,
right now, but,
I understand that. Our concern is that he's going to hurt himself.
Yeah.
Has he threatened suicide?
No, ma'am.
He's never threatened suicide?
No, ma'am. I don't think he would do that.
Okay. And why do you think he's had a nervous breakdown?
He's been sort of out of it all day. He thinks somebody's trying to kill him.
Okay. And he's not on any drugs?
No, ma'am.
Is he on any medication?
He's worked
or anything?
With me on several construction projects. He's never had any trouble passing the drug screen.
Okay. Is he on any prescribed medication for anything?
Ma'am.
Okay. All right. I'm going to get off here and I'm going to get on the radio and give a look at. Did he go up Wilkerson?
Yes, ma'am.
Sure he
did, and he'll probably be going up 411, I imagine. I'm not sure, but that would be my best guess.
Okay, all right. Now, does he have a cell phone?
Yes, ma'am, he does.
Do you have that number?
Let me see if I've got it. He has been sort of secretive here lately, and I don't know.
Okay.
Hopefully his mom will be coming in the door in just a minute. I've got one here on him. I guess this is it.
Okay.
It's 706.
Uh-huh.
409.
All right.
2890.
All right.
That's the one I have in the book. Now, I don't know if it's still good or not, but...
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to get off here and get on the radio and give a lookout on him. And...
I've argued and pleaded and begged with him all day to go. Let me take him to the doctor, to the hospital, to the emergency room. And,
okay.
But he has just been totally out of it. And,
okay. All right, and what we'll do is I'm going to call it a welfare check on him.
Yeah.
If they stop him. And I'm going
to
send an officer to you. Yes, sir, I will. I'll advise about the gun.
Get hurt.
I will.
Yeah,
okay. All right, and we'll get an officer on the way to you, okay?
Okay.
If you hear from him before the officer gets there, you give me a call back and let me know, all right?
All right.